things to us that are worse than what the wrong does. Fear is that if we don't take heed from this Maisa, we don't turn it around ourselves. Chas v'sholim, rachmanu v'tzlan, Rabbein Shom, apparently is going to get us to do tshuva one way or another, as we saw. We need to really think it through. And we see too much. Obama said this, excuse me for using the unclean language, and this person said this, and this is this. Missing, we get lost. When shall we listen to the stories that come out? Fell on another phone when he was killed. The one underneath was living, they thought he was dead. From story after story, but he shouldn't get lost. As the time goes on, we get A, callous, and B, we forget. And I saw this. She said, you can't explain, it's impossible to understand what the feeling on the streets of Shoaim are, the fear. You don't know what's next, you don't know what's happening. So it needs a lot of thought. It's something that we can't look and slip away from our mind. But Ben Shom did something here. People say we don't understand it, but it's true, you know. We're not supposed to understand. Keep it in mind. It's not a simple thing. It's a big story. The Mashiach came and did to us. He's asking us for something. We need to think that through. Each one has things that they have to do in Chazak on their own. The things that are tzibur also. And the tzibur is things we need. That the people come from heaven, but it's just true that they work on. I hope that Rabbi Hess spoke to somebody who's a Rebbe in Teres Meshut. Yeshiva is, the boys are going around crying all day. So when I see Rabbi Thorsky, was a very special member, I got engaged. Special person, tremendous thing. With a lot of thought. Should be zecher to see the times Hashem Yinoch Dama. Hashem should show us what to do and how to do it. Okay. Let's start. We're going to discuss certain things we had said last week and today's week. We're going to talk about Yaakov Avinu. Next week, I want to talk about Rachel and Leah. We should get a whole picture of what we're dealing with. We spoke about Avraham, we spoke about Yitzchak, we spoke about Ishmael. And here we have Yaakov Avinu, a little bit of Esav, but it's really Yaakov. All right, let's start. Kishma ben Pasig Lamadalit. Kishmaya Esav is Divrei Aviv. When Esav heard the words of his father that he had given the brachis to his brother Yaakov, Vayitzak Otsaoka Gedoylo Umoro Ad Ma'od. screamed, Vayomel Oviv Berachinu Yigam Oni Oviv. Please give me a bracha also. Vayomel Boachicha Bimim Oviv Yikach Bechasecha. So he said that your brother came b'mirma. Now, push it, the word mirma means trickery. But look at the Targum. Targum translates it b'chochmasa. He came b'chochma and he took it. Especially that he got the b'chor. So once he got the b'chor, that's a different halacha altogether. Isn't that what you must have called him, Yaakov? So he took the bracha b'chosi lokach. He took the b'chor, he took the b'chor, and he also took the b'chor, the bracha. Good. So he told him, yeah. Now look on Pasuk Mem Aleph, we see that this is the beginning of the, we know that there's a problem of Esav and Yaakov. And here's, this is what brings out that which happened in the womb of their mother that they fought, which we need to understand, but it comes out now. Pasuk Mem Aleph, Vayishtoim Esav v'Yaakov ala bracha shebercho aviv. And here's where the anger comes, the hatred of Esav to Yaakov. And this hatred goes all the way down till today. Halacha hu biyadua. It's a fact. Esav soneh liYaakov. In case you had any doubts, you saw some of the headlines and some reactions from certain leaders on 16th Street. So then you know that it's still true yesterday. But anyway, here's what it starts. Now, further on, coming up in the few parshas, parshas Vayishlach, Vayivose Yaakov Levada. Yaakov remained alone. Vayovek Ish Imoy Ad Alois Hashachar. And an Ish fought with him. Ad Alois Hashachar. Now, if we look in the Rashi, Rashi says, Vayovek Ish Imoy. So, who was it? Look at the end of that Rashi. Chazals tell us, Sorrow Shel Esav, the Sar of Esav. Now, we spoke about this Hanukkah time last year. But that what is the Sar? That means when Yaakov is fighting with the Esav, it's not the physical being of Esav. It's a much deeper fight. It's a spiritual fight. It's the fight of the Sar of Esav fighting with Yaakov. And therefore, it's a fight on a physical level, and it's a fight on a spiritual level. As we saw last week from Rabbi Chaim Vital, that the main thing that they want is to rip out our religion. That's the Sar that they want to take away. Let's go a little further. Pasuk Chof Zayin. Vayomer Shalcheini ki olo hashachar, send me away, because the shachar has come up. Vayomer lo yashelecho kim berechtani, I'm not letting you go until you give me a bracha. Vayomer lov ma shimcho, vayomer Yaakov, vayomer lo Yaakov, vayomer shimcho ki yim Yisrael ki sarisim alikim vanoshim vatuchal. And that's the pasuk. Now look at the Rashi on Chof Tes. Don't say that my name is Yaakov. Why? Look at the Rashi. Lo yoyma oid she'abroches bo l'cho be'akovo u'mirma. No longer shall you say that the broches came to us, came to me through trickery, ki'im b'shororo v'gilu ponim. Openly. V'saivcha shakrosh bochu nigla lecha bebeisel umachliv shimcha v'shamu mevarchecha v'aniyeh yosham eyeh v'oidu lecha aleyem. So what's this bracha that he wants? What's the bracha that Yaakov wants? From who's he fighting? Sar of Esav. He's not fighting Esav. What bracha does he want? That Esav should openly admit that the brachas that he got from Yitzchak belong by Yaakov. That's the thing. And Yaakov and Esav says to him, yeah, they belong to you. Right? It doesn't take away the sin, though, that he took it away. But that the brachas belong, fine. Now, Pashas Vayetze. V'inei Hashem Nitzav Olov. And Hashem is standing over him. V'yoma Ani Hashem Elokei Avram Avicha V'lokei Yitzchak V'oretz Hashato Shodchei V'leho L'cho Etneno U'zarech. I'm giving it to you and to your children. Now the Mefarshim ask right away. Look at the pasuk carefully. Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'inei Hashem Nitzav Olav V'yoma Ani Hashem Elokei Avram. By Avram it says Avicha. By Yitzchak it does not say Avicha. It just says Yitzchak. Why, when it came to Avram, the pasuk says Avicha, and by Yitzchak it doesn't say that. Now look at the bottom in the Or HaChaim. In the Or HaChaim it says, although it's marked there at the bottom, Tam Omro Avicha Lulo Tzarech. It seems there's no need to say Avicha by Avraham, but why is it there? Gam dayik loyma b'avicha b'Avraham v'lo omar Avraham v'Yitzchak avisecha. Could have put them both together. Why did it go Avraham avicha and Yitzchak? If you wanted to say the father, say Avraham and Yitzchak together. Nischavein, because what he had in mind is lema'et Esav Mirushas Avraham, to exclude Esav from the inheritance of Avraham. Va'ose Yaakov hu ayoresh Avraham. We have to get this very clear. Yaakov is the inheritor of Avraham. Lo shetagia Yerusha liYitzchak u'mimenu Yerusha Yaakov. Yeah, he's learning. It's not that the Yerusha goes Avraham, Yitzchak, and then Yaakov. No, it goes Avraham, Yitzchak, Avraham, Yaakov. Umimenu Yisha Chimkein Tagia Yerusha Esav. If not, if that's true, then Esav has a right to it. B'chashash Yishmael Eino. Don't worry, Yishmael is not in because after because we said Shemishpat Eved Yisro L'chsev Ben Ha'oma. As we spoke about last week. The ain't time to waste a boat. Kirusha Avram nitna liYaakov v'lo leisav. But we see very clearly from the Or HaChaim that the Pasuk is discussing the Yerusha. And the way he's learning it is that the Yerusha goes from Avram to Yitzchak and then from Avram to Yaakov. Not through Yitzchak. Because if it goes through Yitzchak, Esav has a claim. So therefore, it doesn't work that way. But we see that this pasuk is the pasuk that discusses the inheritance and how it works. We have to see some very, very big things to understand here. The Malbim is a huge, long Malbim, which we wouldn't have time to do everything. Maybe we'll see if we have some time, we can come back and see a little bit more. But what was the kavana here? What was the intent of Yitzchak wanting it to give it to Esav? Yitzchak, for all practical purposes, was going to give the whole deal of whatever. We have to understand what he was going to give yet, but he was going to give it to Esau, however we're going to understand it. And it's only through Rivka that Rivka saw it. We mentioned over a year ago something Rav Hutner would speak about, that he used to learn it from a chazal, and without going through it at length tonight, but a general rule is the separation of good from bad has to come about through the imahos. And the avos can take good and make it better. But the separation, that's the imahos. In fact, we know, right? If it would have been up to Avraham, he would have given the whole thing to Yishmael. No, Sarah said, no, it doesn't work that way. And we know this week's Parsha, if it wouldn't be for Rivka, the thing would have gone to Esau, whatever it would have been with Esau. And later on we find that Lavan does all kind of tricks, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yaakov Avinu and says, you got to leave. So then we find a very strange pasuk, and that's what we spoke about it then, is that Yaakov goes to Rachel and Leah and says to him, your father has not been the way we went from the beginning, and he hasn't been honest with us. And anyhow, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, it's time to leave. What does that mean anyhow? The Rebbeinu Shalom told you to leave. You leave. What's he coming to ask her, them? So he would say, Rav Hutner would say, because Yaakov wanted to know, why are you leaving? Are you leaving because it's time to leave? Or are you leaving because it's a prisha tov meira, a separation of taking the good from the bad? So Yaakov knows that the imahos are the ones that do that. So Yaakov is asking Rachel and Leah, why are we leaving now? Are we leaving now because it's time to leave? Are we leaving now because this is Ra, and therefore we're leaving? And therefore you look at the answer, how they do it. And you see clearly it's taking Tov from Ra. That's the imahos and that's those. There's certain pashas that need explanation. Keturah and others need to be understood. But that's it. Now, what was Yitzchak's kavana here? What did he think? Let's see a little bit in the Malbim. It's very long and it's very, very beautiful. But let's see how the Malbim goes. Now, see, on the right side, he has the Shelos at the bottom of the page, and on the left side is the Pirish. So, let's start there. Vayiki Zaken Yitzchak. Hinei Tachlis Briyas Olam, the purpose of the world, Kedei Sheyimotze Ish Tzadik V'tov, Asher Tilva Eilav Ashgach Elokis, that there'll be this great tzadik and good person that the Rebbeinu Shalom will be involved, and he's going to be the being that brings Shechina to this world. The very few great people of that caliber, and you can't live alone. So all of man is created to live with this tzaddik. Like you find, there's an elon, you'll find a tree, find a tree with the trunk, and it has its branches and the leaves, but the ik is the pri. After all the trunk and all the branches and all the leaves, what's the main thing of the whole tree? The fruit on the tree. That's the main thing. Right? When Hashem wanted this complete nation, that they should be godly, v'yimehem chasidim super righteous, with the v'yim prophets, tzaddikim, v'sorei kodesh v'yir alikim, v'inyan sheim yu, tachas abri, that they should be the purpose of creation. V'yefshe shekulim yasku b'inyanim alikim, it's impossible that everybody's going to do, and at least in this setting that we have, that he's going, that everyone's going to deal with godly matters. Shemi yochin lehem lachmam. Who's going to prepare their food, their bread? V'chol tzachem. So here for Shevet Levi, so Levi was separated, that he's going to be the one to do it. That's the way it came out. Right? Next page. U'ein lo chelik v'nachlo b'sod v'kerem. And Levi doesn't have an inheritance. Ki hu nach Hashem hu nachloso. Because Hashem is his inheritance. And he's the one that's close. Right? And Klal Yisrael will have a part in his righteousness. How? Because he's going to be Shaluchom Lavodis Hashem. So what's going to be? They're going to do the work in the field. They'll do all the preparations. He's going to be the super righteous being that represents the Jewish people. They are going to support him. And that's how it's going to be. That's what we call, in our language, a Yisachar Zevulun relationship. One goes out, does the financial work, supporting the one who's sitting and learning. That is what Shevet Levi is. Now go down a few lines. V'Hashem Beirach es Avraham, Shemizaro, from his people, Yetze Asigula HaMasher Bochal Enachlo Lo, that they're going to come with this great nation, that Hashem will have a people. He'll have Shechina b'seichem. They're going to have the holy land, hamuchenes lidibuk aliki, that's ready for the dveikus with Hashem. V'yu kedoshim lelekeim. And Avram lo mosa bracha zu leYitzchak ki bracha zu ein bekoach odom lo lishabonav. He couldn't give all of it over. That's dependent on a nation. And after Avram left, he died. Berach Hashem es Yitzchak b'baracha zu. Then the brach was given to Yitzchak. And Yitzchak was not going to break his bronov with this bracha. Ki zekal yoda shalazet lo toil birchoso. Like hamuchan lo yizbarach b'zem Hashem. The one that he wanted to. Now watch. V'chein tira ki habracha shebeirach Yitzchak ato es Yaakov v'esav if we look at the bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, who had intended to give it to Esav, has nothing to do with the Eretz. Has nothing to do with Hashem. Has to do, you're going to have the brachas, you're going to have all the physical things. Because what did Yitzchak have in mind? That Esav is going to support Yaakov. Yaakov's going to be the Yoshev Aholim. He's going to be sitting and learning. And Esav is going to be the supporter. And that's the way Yitzchak wanted it to be set up. And that way the brothers will have what to do with one another. And that's the way we're going to forge the whole thing together. And the Malbim goes and explains it at length. What goes on? Now, if you go on the next page in Pasuk Hey, you see Rivke Shomas, in a Rivke Vino what Yavi Yitzchak. Eich wrote Salasos to make this connection between Esav and Yaakov. That you saw the Kamo like Yisach and Zvulun. The Levi will be the Yisrael, and Yaakov will sit and learn, and Esav is going to support him. Avol he yoda etev rishis Esav. She knew it, who Esav was. And she knew that that can't be. It's going to come out in the children of Yaakov, such a deal. But it's not going to come between Esav and Yaakov. That's not going to be. So we know that's the Yisachar Zevulun type. But what he later came out, what Yisachar Zevulun is what Yitzchak intended in this setting. But Rivka knew that that can't be. Because it's impossible that Esav is going to do it because of the rishis that he had. But yet, we find that Yitzchak really had that in mind. Let's turn the page. If you have a chance, you should go through it. It's really a beautiful, unbelievable piece. So the Ramban tells us the following. Bavur tevarchecha nafshi. So he called in Esav, and he told him, what? Go and prepare it, because I want to give you the bracha. If you have a chance over Shabbos, you'll see some of the mafarshim, they explain why couldn't Yitzchak give it to him without the food. Why do you need the food for? Especially Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the Kaddish. Why does he need food? Because food connects. You know, like, let's give an example. We know that when you go to a Rebbe, right? Go to Chassidish Rebbe, he's going to give you from his drink, from his food. So the Ramchal explains that when you eat something that the tzaddik had what to do with, there's a connection between you and him. So then there's a bond that makes it even much stronger than if it would just be in words. And food is this connection. Okay, but let's see. Let's see this Ramban. Bavur tverech nafshi. Hoya bedato levarech oso. Yitzchak had in mind to give him the bracha sheyizke hu beberches Avram linchol es haoretz. That he was going to give him to be nachal.
Esav.
Velios hu balabris leilukim. Why? Ki hu abachor. And the bechor is usually the one that inherits. Besides everything, we know that he gave it away. Right? We know that. V'nira shelo higida lo Rivka me'olam ha'nevuah she'om Hashem lo. But you see that it seems Rivka never told Yitzchak the prophecy that Hashem had told her. V'rav yavo tzo'ir. Right? When they had the pregnancy and it said, ki yirav yavo tzo'ir, seems he never said it. Because otherwise, how could Yitzchak go against the prophecy? It's not going to be successful. She didn't say it because of tznius. Because she went to, we know, to the shame and aver. Very interesting, Ramban. Because she went without Rishus from Yitzchak. She never asked him. Hoshamra ain't no chitzvichal agid nevuah l'navi. Or maybe she said, I don't have to tell Yitzchak. He's a prophet on his own. Ki ugodl mi idmin amagidli. He's bigger than the ones that told it to me. So what do I have to tell him? The atah now? L'rot selom alo. Kachu gadli me'as Hashem terim le'dasi. May he didn't want to say, now go over to him and say, listen, well, this is what Hashem said. Ki amru ba'avos also lo yivorech Yaakov yaniach hakol bidei shemayim v'yiyu ado, but she knew ki b'si b'zeh yizborech Yaakov mipiv b'leiv sholem v'nefesh chafetza. She knew that it has to go to Yaakov. And somehow, through this event, it's an unbelievable Ramban, this event is going to make it that the brachas will end up by Yaakov. Whether it's Yitzchak did it with his full heart, whether he did it different way, It's going to do that. Yaakov's going to end up with the brachas. V'gam, Esav bebirkas acherem. And he knew that through this, Esav's going to end up with the sword. V'lo levado nischav no alilas. So that's why she never said a word. And he meant to give it to you, to Esav. Let's look at this. There's a pick of the Rebbe Lozer. Last week we saw some unbelievable things in Pirkei the Rebbe Lozer. Let's see it again. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Pasuk tells us, Kurkara HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shivim Malachim Asovim Kisei Kovit. He called in the 70 angels that are around the throne, V'amalem Bohu U'nevalvel Es Lashonam. Come, we're going to mix up the Lashon. I have no idea what that means. The Valvel is Lashonim. U'minayin shakadosh baruch hu yored aleihem shenema hova nerdo erdo inksiv ela nerdo. That we know that we spoke about that when it was in Bavel. U'minayin shipol goloros b'neim. They made a lottery. Shenema bahanchel elyon goyim. V'nofal goroloi shel hakadosh baruch hu Al Avraham Vizaro. And where did this Dimgoril come out on? Avraham and his children. Shinema Kichelek Hashem Amo. Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chevel V'Goril Zeh Shinofol Ola. Chevel V'Goril Zeh Shinofol Ola. Rotzo Nafshi Shinema Chavolim Noflu Liba Ni'imim. V'Yored HaKodesh Baruch Hu V'Shiva Malach Ma'asevim Kisei Kovet. Who bilbil in the shoinam to all the nations of the world? Kolech v'echad goy uksavo. He had a written language. Ulashoino, a language they spoke. Umina malach al kolum v'umah. They put an angel on each one of the nations. V'Yisrael nafal b'chelko v'chevlo v'alzeh nema ki chelak Hashem amo. So therefore, it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu picked Avraham. And his children. Okay. Now let's go further. Now we learned this. This is a Ramban that we spoke about a number of times. Bez Hashem Yisbarach will come back. It's Ramban in Achrimos. So Ramban tells us, because over there it says that you're going to do Averis. I'm going to throw you off the land. Now, where the Ramban asks, Hichmer HaKosim Barayis, that they're so machmer by the Arayis, Bavur HaOretz, Shetitma Behem V'Sokya Nefoshes HaOysis. Now, if you told me that it was because they didn't keep Trumas and Maisers, so you threw us off the land, I can understand that. But what do the Arayis have to do with it? We went through this Ramban more than once. When he broke down man, we spoke about this in Parshas Noach, we went through it. The Rabbeinu Shom created everything. V'sam koach ha-tachtonim b'elyonim. And everything that goes, we have to remember that because of yesterday. And everything that happens down here, it's from upstairs. V'nosan ha-kolam va'am ba'atsoysam l'goyeyim. And every nation has a kochav mazel, as we know through astrology. V'zesh ne'ema she'cholak Hashem l'kimo yitzcholak ha'amim. Ki'cholak u'kulam ha'zolus b'shamayim. And he gave it over, and everyone has a different sar, and they have different things all over. Go down a few lines. Avol Eretz Yisrael Amtzius Ayishuv. We spoke about this last time. We learned this. Why it's in the middle. V'inachas Hashem Yuchedus L'Shmo, and that's the inheritance of Hashem. Lo Nosen Aleol Lo Mamen Amalochim Katzin Choyter Moshel. No, the only one takes care is Hashem. But now watch, this line is very important for us. Banchilo also li'amo amiyachid shmo zera o'avov. When he gave the place over to the nation, that's his nation, that they love him. That's what Yisim li segula mikol ha'amim ki li chol ha'oretz. So this is what he gave him. So therefore, the ones that have that special setting, they're the ones who have this special thing. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, who has this special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Arayis can't be. But Eretz Yisrael is that special place. Now, as we understand, somehow Esav was going to deal with Yaakov in such a manner the way Yitzchak had originally thought, as we saw in the Malbim and in the Ramban, we see this. Now let's go further. Rabbeinu Bechai points out that when Yaakov took the brachas, and now Esav came, and Esav says to Yitzchak, "Don't you have any bracha?" So he tells him, "Hinei mishmaine haoretz lo simtza bebirchas Esav zikaron Hashem Yisbarach. You don't find Hashem's name in the whole bracha that he gave to Esav. Havu bebirchas Yaakov, it says, v'itin l'cho elokim right away. V'ze yoreh, ki nosan le'esav mishmanim v'tal, v'lo b'mseh t'lokim k'mo b'Yaakov. He didn't give it that it comes to Esav straight through the Rabbeinu Shalom. He does it through stars, and like we just saw in this other Ramban. So all the others, though, they're getting it through different ways and through how it's funneled there. But Yaakov, he gets it straight from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's why Hashem's name doesn't appear when we talk about Esav. Right? Let's continue. Some very important things we still have to get. This is the tshuva from the Rajba and the Rishonim, the Rajba. So look at tshuva kuf lamedal. It's marked there. Sheila, ma she'omru kol ador b'chutz l'oretz k'misha ein lo aloka. We've discussed this before. Anyone who lives in chutz l'oretz is like he doesn't have a god. Lefi She'eretz Yisrael nikra nachas Hashem. Because Eretz Yisrael is the inheritance of Hashem. Dechsiv ki gershuna yom istapach benachas Hashem. V'hu yizborach nikra elokei ha'oretz. One of the names of Hashem is the God of the land. U'miyachedes lo. And he relates to it. V'lo l'sari ma'alu k'dechsiv b'kotzim v'lo yodu es mishpatei elokei ha'oretz. V'alkein kora avlavo d'zora Elohei nechar ha'oretz. The gods that are strange in the land. V'chsiv tomid eine Hashem elikecha bo. Hashem looks at Eretz Yisrael in a special way. You have to remember this because of the events of yesterday. V'yikim mitzvot ha'tayra kulon ba'oretz heim ad kikama mitzvot, as we know, and you know, Eges Klal Eloborets, they only apply in Eretz Yisrael. G'mashamu b'medrash ha'tziv l'chot tziyonim, I gave you things that are outstanding. V'alkein k'sheberach, watch the words, Yitzchok es Yaakov shalom idaito. Yitzchok didn't realize it was Yaakov. V'nosan lo es ha'brachis. D'chsev ha'itin l'v'itin l'chol l'kim ital ha'shamayim. Miyad, look at the next words. Zocho Yaakov bebirchas Avraham shehu Yerushas Oretz v'lohoyo yochol litno le'esav. As soon as the brach of Yitin l'chol l'kim itala shomayim, then he got, as we saw discussed already in that Or HaChaim, that the Yerusha of the land went to Yaakov. So the whole discussion, Yaakov is not yet the inheritor. Yitzchok could have very well, if he would have been able to do what he wanted to do, it could have ended up that Esav would have been in the inheritor. And therefore, it's not clear yet. In fact, look at this piece. Very interesting piece from the Brisker Rav. Vayikra Yitzchak El Yaakov, Vayivarech also at the end of this with the Parsha, Vayitzaveyu, and he tells him, Losika Ich Isha Mibnos Kenon. Nira Bibir Ach Pashoso. Watch very carefully. Sheshamati, I heard, the Brisker Rav says, I heard it. Me'adoin Ovi Moiri Varabi from Reb Chaim, my father, Hagon Zatzal, Halod D'Chsiv Rambam Perek Yud Me'ilchas Malach Malach Zayin, Yotze Zarol Shel Yishmael. Yishmael's are cut out because the pasuk says Ki Be Yitzchak Yichor Lozara. Spoke about that. Va'yetze Esav. We write Sharei Yitzchak Komel Yaakov Yitin L'Chaz Birchas Avram. Because he told him, you'll have the brach of Avram, l'chol zarecha michlal, she'u levado zaro shel Avram. So they see from the pasuk that only Yaakov is the zaro. U'be'emes ha'begemara ma'pikla alach milza de'b'nei Esav einom michlal zer Avram. That they're not called zer Avram. Because it says, be Yitzchak, v'lo kol Yitzchak, v'omazeh. Vaday ika adovu hu meakro de be Yitzchak v'lo ko Yitzchak. V'ilav ikro, if it wouldn't be for that pasuk, you'd say all of the children of Yitzchak nechshavim b'chlal zer Avram. They're all inclusive. Hu boach kro legalos de lav ko Yitzchak. Not everyone. Avol adayin einu yodim. But when it says be Yitzchak v'lo ko Yitzchak, we don't know who he means. It says, a part of Yitzchak will be called your people, and not all of Yitzchak. So part will be inclusive, and part we're going to exclude. Who's included, who's excluded? Look what he says. Avla dayin ein onu yodim. We don't know. Mizaro she Yitzchak hu anechshav zer Avram. Who's called the zer Avram? Him Yaakov? The rock Yaakov is Nechshav Zer Avram. Only Yaakov is. The Zocha Bebirchas Avram below Esav. Look at this. To that moment, which is the way it seems from the Rajba too. Oh, you be emes adova toli va'omeid. Was hanging. Mi yeah nechshav zer Avram. It's unbelievable. Who's going to be the children of Avram? Rakach sho b'shatz abroches hu shehucha dova ki Yaakov b'chaloy Hashem v'lovu nema ki v'yitzchok v'chel yikorei l'cho zara. As we said, brings a Rambam that lehu levado zaro sheyitzchok Avram hamachzik b'dayto b'darko, and that's what you and. Really, that is what she must have known. Rivka must have known that. And she didn't tell it. And that's what the Ramban's bothered with. Why not? Fine. So therefore, what we're seeing now is that through the brachas, we, the Zera Avraham, is now given over to Yaakov. So Yaakov becomes the continuation of Avraham. Let's see this. V'ine sulam mutzav arzo v'rosho magia shomayim v'ine malachi alakim olim v'yordim bo hareyu b'chalom anavua. Unbelievable Ramban. Ki kol anase b'oretz Nasa yidei malochim. Anything that happens down here, it's through angels. V'akol b'gzeiris elyon aleihem. We have to keep remembering this. And everything is because of the gzeira that happens upstairs. Ki malachei elokim asher sholach Hashem l'salach b'oretz because the angels that come down here, lo yasek tano or gedola, they can't make anything, not small, not big. Ad shuvam lisyatzav alodon koloretz loyma lefonav hisalachnu baoretz. B'nei Yosef is b'shalvo, umelei acherim v'dam. Or as we saw yesterday, that what? That the angel comes back and tells him, I did what you told me to do. They're sitting in tranquility. There's war. There's dam. Go down and take care of things. Hashem stands by this ladder. That this ladder that's connected to upstairs, and angels are going down and up, because Rabbeinu Shalom is telling them what to do. Umavticho liYaakov avtocha gedola yodia. What's the promise now? Shehu lo yiyeh biyad ha-malachim. But he's not going to be in the hands of the angels. Al yechelek Hashem v'imo tomei. So Yaakov Avinu becomes Zer Avram. Yaakov, through the Sulam, is shown that Hashem will take care of him, not giving it to angels, but he himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, is going to take care of Yaakov Avinu. That's how it's going to go. And Rabbeinu B'chai says a little further, Ani Hashem Elokei Avram Avicha V'Elokei Yitzchak. Now we're coming to it. Al Derech HaPshat Yavtiach HaKotsev LiYaakov Ulezaro b'matonis oretz, that he promised him the land. Second thing, he's going to take care of him and watch him. Hashem will watch you b'chol derechecha. Yaakov chevel nachloso. Not from the angels. Hashem takes care. And now we can come to understand the pasuk with much more depth. The whole discussion is who's going to be the Zera of Abraham. As we saw in the Arachayim, it's coming through Abraham. And it's excluding Esau. Let's go look at that pasuk again. What does the pasuk say? Pasuk is in Parshas Vayetze. Hinei Hashem nitzav olav v'yoma. Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha. Why is it Avicha? Because now you are the continuation of Avraham. You got the brachas. And all the promises that I ever made to Avraham are going to come to you. Not through Yitzchak, but you're getting it from Avraham. So Avraham is called Avicha. And you're inheriting Avraham. And that's what we see over and over. We saw it from the Brisker Rav. We see it here in Rabbeinu Bakai. We see that the whole discussion is in the Nachala that's coming his way from
Avraham. How did he get from Avraham? Did Avraham give it to Yitzchak?
So that what he did good, but he didn't give it to all of Yitzchak. He big Yitzchak. So now he wants to give it. So now we see that what Avraham really had, it only went partly through Yitzchak, but it really ends up.
So he held back some of the inheritance.
Because he doesn't give it to all of Yitzchak. Okay. Now this is a Now, let's understand. So now Yaakov is the inheritor. We know that Yaakov is called Emes. Titein Emes LeYaakov. See, Yaakov is the inheritor of the land. And we know from many places that Yaakov has this midah called Emes. We need to understand, A, what is Emes? And where do we see that he had this midah called emes. We can't go into it. There's too many rishonim that need to be discussed. But this week is a very big challenge to the emes of Yaakov, the way he got the brachas. That's a challenge. Even though you and I know that he really owns them because he's the Bechor now. Because he bought the Bechorah of Esau. And the brachas were going to go to the Bechor. So then they belong by Yaakov, not by Esau.
So why does he need to do anything then? Tell your father, I'm the Bechor, give me the bracha.
Yeah, he doesn't know that. And when does he find out that? And that's part of have to do with that Ramban that we saw about Rivka. When does he find out that he really was right?
When Esau comes in,
and what does he say to him? You know why you called him Yaakov? Because he tricked me once before. He took the Bechorah from me. So who's the real Bechorah?
Yaakov.
It's very interesting. It's much too long for tonight. But when Yaakov is born, so they have a discussion. Esau's the firstborn. Says Rashi gives a mashal example. They have a pipe, and you put in two things. So the first one that was put in is the last one out. So what is he telling me? There's a whole discussion among the Mepharshim. Does it go according to the way they were created or the way they were born? How does it work? And that's Yaakov and Esav, and the whole discussion's going on. But however it's going to work, Yaakov ends up with it. And therefore, let's see what he says here. Maralpit says here. Ma'o HaKadosh Baruch Hu's whole medrash, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Hishlach emes artzo. He took emes and he threw it to the ground.
This is by the creation of the world.
Ratz Eloima. When he gave the land, when he gave Torah to the world, ki haTorah b'frat uTorahs emes yotzer min hakol. The biggest truth, the biggest emes in this world is Torah. Min haTorah l'kach to b'frat uTorahs emes yotzer min hakol l'kach nikra. That's why we call it Torahs emes. The real thoughts. Man has difficulties, but there's something in emes because it's down here. Torah is not found by angels. It's found by humans. And that's why the angels say, why are you giving your thing away to humans? Keep it in the heavens. And that's what he means when he threw it to the land. Now we understand why Yaakov is the Ishtom Yoshev Oholim. Yaakov is the Ishtom who sits and learns Torah in the Beis Medrash of Shem and the Beis Medrash of Aver. Because he's Emes. And Emes is Torah. So if he's Torah, he's Emes, Emes, he's Torah, back and forth. But we still need to understand it still deeper. Let's see the Targum. We cheated a little bit here. Took a translation of the Targum. Right? So Pasuk says, Vayivase Yaakov Levado. That Pasuk that we saw. Vayovik Yishima Adaloi Sashacha. Go see the translation. Vayisha Yaakov Levado. Good, that we saw. And Rashi says, "Vayomer alo amato la'aser kol ashelcha." Well, you said you're going to give ma'isa to everything that you own. The Malach says to Yaakov, "V'nei yesh l'chotshnei masabonim. You have 12 children, basachas and one daughter, lo asartem." You didn't give ma'isa. You're supposed to be the Isha Emes. You're supposed to be keep every word you say. Well, would you give Maisa? Miad? Hifrish arba b'choris l'arba imos. B'nishiru shmona. So he took away the b'chorim. B'chozer limnos. And he went. Shimon and Levi is the Maisa. B'yan michoel v'yom rabbein yishom zeh hu chelkecha. V'yinyan advor ma'il ishto ma'ivel anachal. Ad alos hashacha. And that's what was going on there with Esav. And therefore, Shevet Levi is the Maisa of Yaakov for his children. You hear this?
I didn't follow it. So what's that mean? So
that's why he was set aside to do that, be set aside. No inheritance in the land. Just take care of the base of Migdosh, the Mishkan. Do Avodah Hashem, because that's the Maisa. Levi is the Maisa.
That's 1/12.
What?
That's 1/12.
Well, remember, we have to be Yosef and Binyamin is a different thing. Binyamin is connected with Yosef, and Yosef and Binyamin are a different discussion, which we had already 2 years ago, but we'll try and get to it. Okay? But let's go a little further. An unbelievable piece from Rav Dessler. Let's see. It's a long piece, which I'm not going to do it all, but if you have time over Shabbos, I would advise you to take it home and look it over. It's an unbelievable piece. Kishekoru Chazal es ha'olam hazeh alma deshikra. Chazal called this world the world of sheker. It doesn't mean in this world there are things. It's a world that in its very makeup, sheker. That's the makes of this world. And when we say the world of truth, it's called Olam Abba. Hainu olam shemitzi uso umahuso emes. For that alone, it's worthwhile. It's not the pshat is there are things in this world that are sheker. This world is sheker. You think about it. In the world that we live in, and let's say a big Talmud Chacham walks into the room. Okay, there's some people get up. Let's say you have a guy who's worth $6 billion walking to the room. All of a sudden, people are interested in talking to him and they get near him and they go, where's he got? Is anything? None. He's got an additional thing. That was God gave him an additional thing, gold money. But is there anything in the person? The person could be as corrupt as anything. Right. But a Talmud Chacham is a Metzius Emes. He is the Rebbein Shalom's being. And who's going to be get more covered in many places? The zillionaire, the millionaire. So you're talking about an oil mesheker? That's an oil mesheker. It's my mesheker. The Bein Shom gave him. What are you getting carried away? The Bein Shom gave him the brook. Inyan Alma de Shikr of Alma de Kshayt, the world that's true and world that's false, sheker. Metzim b'medrash, b'divrei Shmuel ha-Navi, k'she'el ha-shol ha-melech ha-yedei ha-yisha ha-balus ha-oiv, Shmuel Amalo Vayikra, we know that at the end, right? We know the Medrash over there with him at the end of Shmuel Aleph. Vayikra Samamlocha, Biyotcha, Vayitin, they're going to rip it apart, take it away from you. Vayitin Lazara Cholu David, he's going to give it to David. Uva Medrash, Amalo Shmuel, Biyoscha Etzleinu, Hayisa Oma Vinasata Lazara Cha Atoiv Mimeka, Vlo Yiskarta Mil. Shaul says to Shmuel, when you were down in this world, right, over there at the end, they bring Shmuel back. And he said, when you were down here, you said that what? We're going to give it to a person, Hatov Mimeka. But you didn't tell who. Ato Omer Eli LeDavid? Now you're going to tell it goes to David? Omer Shmuel Kadavina Gaboch Havi Be'olam De Sheker. When I was by you, I was in the world that Sheker. You heard from me a lot of words, shikrin. Right? Many different words. And in the world that's 100% emes, leisat shmiminoi emil in the kshayt. What does that mean? Lefarish, onshil baruch v'diktek dino, ad and the kuda achrona. So there's going to be an exactness that's in this world called emes. There's many stories like it, but famous story between the Gros's wife and another woman in Vilna. The two of them used to go and do chesed. They'd go around and do chesed. So they made an agreement between the two of them that whoever dies first will come back and tell them what the other world is like. So the other woman died first. After a few months, she came. She said, really, they don't want me to come and tell you. They don't want me to do it. But we made a deal, so I have to come and tell you. Because there, every word is emes. And if we made a deal, we have to keep it. Remember, we went to a house, and the house was pitch black. And I said, let's knock on the door. And you said, look, it's pitch black. Where do we have to go? There's nothing to. And I took those steps to the front door, and I knocked on the door. And the taka was pitch black, and no one's home. But the schar, that extra schar that I'm getting, because I took those steps, that's how exact it is upstairs in heaven. Now look at the next paragraph. Chein om rizal. Esav yesh lo chelek ba'olam hazeh, ve'ein lo chelek lo'olam habo. Yaakov, yesh lo chelek ba'olam hazeh, Bo'elam abo. Ki tchuno shel Esav sheker. That's his makeup. K'mochamazal Esav ha-shov shevorosi bo'elam. That's the shov. The nothing. The sheker. V'lachein yo, the only thing he can relate to is Olam Hazeh. Havu Yaakov she tchuno emes. Titan emes to Yaakov. Chai. V'fi ha-emes gam bo'elam hazeh. Now, this is very important. You know, they say that what happened? By Yisroel Tzitzu Abonim Bekirba. Right? They fought. So Chazal tell, what are they fighting about? One wants Olam Hazeh, and one wants Olam Haba. So what's the fight? Right. Give this one Olam Hazeh, and give this one Olam Haba. What's the fight? Don't fight. No. The shaila is, what is Olam Hazeh? Is Olam Hazeh for itself, in all its sheker that it has? Or is Olam Hazeh a way to get to the Olam Haba? Yaakov holds Olam Hazeh is emes, because this is the way to get to Olam Haba. And Esav holds, it's the goal. So Esav, who's sheker, just sees Olam Hazeh. Yaakov, who's working to get to Olam Haba, he sees Olam Hazeh as a way to get there. Let's go to Levita. Now, on the left side, the right side is the end of this piece from the Michtam Hillel, beautiful pieces I taught. On the left side, therefore, Lekach Shitav Shemai Behem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his name, as we spoke about last week, he puts his name together with us, Kel, Yisrael, Kalei Masheim, Deveikim El Hashem Yisbach. We're cleaving. Uvazeh Eino Umis Yicholim Lahem Kash Shotav Hashem B'Shmom. V'dov Hazeh Nikra Shalchelus Ki HaShalchelus Mishalchum Mechaber. It's a chain that puts it all together that we shouldn't be lost. V'kach ma sheshotav Hashem Yisborach b'hem, hu shalshelis ha-mechaber el Hashem Yisborach. So this goes all the way back. Now go down to three lines. V'ein adol mele Yishmael. It's not like Yishmael. She'af ki emetz lo shom keel. Ein adol mele Hashem Yisrael. Yishmael, as we spoke about last week, has keel in his name.
Right.
Ki nikra Yishmael she'ashem shoma Tfilas Hagar, Avaleitzi Yisrael Loshen Kel Morashi Yej Bohem Inyan Eloki. It's not because Hashem heard. It's because we have godliness in us. Shari b'shvil zenikra Yaakov b'shem Yisrael. Sarisa melekim v'anoshim. V'im kein shem Yisrael t'loim b'shari b'yaakov v'inyan eleki. And that's why we have the name of Hashem with us. Let's go a little weiter. The Gra says, "Hitzarf shelo, shel Yaakov oye be'esav, shalach imo be'ukfa shalchei nikri Yaakov." Originally, Yaakov and Esav had something, and that's why Yaakov is called Yaakov, because he's holding on to Esav. V'achakach kishenitzare, nikri Yaakov Yisrael, Yosha, Kael. Then he was called Yisrael because he's the Yosher that has Hashem's name. V'chein Yeshurun. We're called Yeshurun. And what is Yeshurun? From the word Yosher. Straight. El Shazam Mitzara Chesav, Itzam Mitzara Gvura. Kmo Shmokam Avach. Avashneim Yeshurim. Shalafish Avram V'Yitzchok Yesh Behem Netiya. As we know, Yavram, as we spoke about, Ava alone could go off, as we know by Yishmael. Yitzchak, Yira alone, as we spoke about last week, can go off with Esau. Ava shnei, they're both together. Ki gilochein, oyubem, sik, shesh, ki shneim, eino kuchok, as it says, they come together. Now, that's... He goes through in the next piece, you see from the Maral, how he discusses why Yeshurun is called Yashar. Why is it? Look at the word, go down in the first paragraph that's marked. Go down the sixth line. Aval ha-emes. See what he says? Aval ha-emes. Sheyesh lo mitzius. Truth is reality. V'nimtza, it's found. Doma el ha'emtza. That's why it's like the middle. The middle make is a fact. Shekol emtza is far from being lost because it's the middle. Sheker is doma el ha'kotza. Sheker is like the edge that's easily lost. Kizasof. L'ficha chamem. Shehu osa emtsoi ba'alef beis. The M, Mem is the middle one. Humora ala MS. That's why in the Aleph, Mem is the middle letter in MS, and it's the middle letter of the alphabet. The Ephazel, it's a sheker. Sheim notim ala kotze. That's why those letters are from the end letters. Good. Now we know that. Go down all the way to the four lines before the end of the next paragraph. Lefichacha Aleph Atov Shem Osir Shem Al Gvul Heim BeEmes Ki Emes Ein Enotzel Min Agvul. Havol Osir. Then what does he mean? The Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says the following: Emes. Why is it called Emes? Because the first letter of the alphabet is Aleph. The middle letter is the Mem. The last letter, the Tav. That's Emes. Some the Gemara says, because something that's true has to be from beginning through the middle till the end, true. There's no, we discussed this once before. Every time I see the soap my wife uses, I always tell it's a joke. Only in America can you get away with it. Ivory Snow is 99, 44, 100% pure. What does that mean? Either it's pure, or it's 99 and 44 100%. Well, it can't be both. But that's what they write their advertisements. It's a joke. It's not trying. With us, it's MS. It's MS. From beginning till the end. Yaakov is MS. From beginning through the middle till the end. And that's why he's Torah, because Torah is MS. And that's Torah's MS. Now we have to see something very deep. Let's see. On the left side. The Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us in the little piece that's indented, that's the Gemara, Yaakov Avinu mein shufra de Odom Arishon. Yaakov Avinu is a little bit of the beauty of Odom Arishon. Now we know that we discussed in Parshas Noach the piece that we said from the Rashi from Rav Huttner, how we go through Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, we get to the point that we make it that we're Odom. We already begin to understand that. But look what he says here. Pirish, ki Odom nivra b'tzelem elikim. That's how he was created. U'mepnei kacho yilitzalmo yofi v'hodor. D'chsiv tzelem shal Odom hoyd v'hodor tatrenu. Beauty. All the beauty and anoy v'chom noy v'odor who are v'zel or aponim shoyel Odom arishin. As we spoke about this or and when Pashas Noach we spoke. Shalom yirim b'shvil atzelem alikim. V'or zeh shayich liyakov gam kein biyoser. Ki ledovosh u'bilti gashmi. Something that's not physical. Shayich or, below Eldova Gashmi. The more physical something is, the darker it is. And the Maharal writes, that's why if the deeper you dig into the earth, the darker the dirt will get. Turns black, deeper in. Why? Because it has no or. Shikach tira shikol ha'asher yesh l'chomer yoseh. Gam u'ochor ki oretz yesh chomer ochor. This is what he says. Shochor. V'amayim water. Shein lehem kol kachomer doesn't have too much physical. Can barely have any. It's what? It's clear. V'avir. And air has nothing. Zach yoseh mir. Because it doesn't have any physical. And eish. And it goes all the, so the more spiritual, the less physical, and therefore the lighter, the brighter. Therefore, go down a few lines. Therefore, he's ponder meirim, his face lights. V'zomrim shufra de Yaakov, and shufra de Odom, Ki Yaakov or Yekodosh Nivdal Minachomer Kol Gamri Adche Yekodesh till he was Kodesh Kadoshim. Now we mentioned and spoke about this when we spoke about Shema Yisrael a year ago with Pashas Vayechi. Now, but we haven't yet gotten certain Nekuda that we need to see. Oz Beis. When we put the two concepts together that we had discussed, as we have been seeing the last few weeks, when we take the Ava of Avraham and you take the Yira of Yitzchak, Atzor, Malachi Elokim, Olim, V'yordim, Bo. Right? We find the angels are going up and down this ladder. Pirish bo chachomim inkunim shel Yaakov chokok l'mayla. Chazal tell us an unbelievable thing. That when the malachim were going up and down, why were they going up and down? Because they saw Yaakov down here. They saw his facial image. They went upstairs. They saw the image of Yaakov Avinu. They came down. They saw Yaakov. They said, what's this? Yaakov is upstairs and downstairs. He's choku klamayla. No de hu mefursim shadvar malaydim. Miyuchodim eim ach varak. Only. To the madreig of Yaakov. Ma'alach hadvar mapnimi. Let's understand it better. Kvar nizbor alonu. We explain. Ki tztarfet shal madreigis avromu. Madreigis yitzchok. Lebenin avus bi Yisrael. When you take the avo of Avrom. And the Yira of Yitzchok, and you put them together. He alyidei kach, shigama ava shel Avram, vigama yira shel Yitzchok, tuluyaseim alachut shel dimui hatsura liyotzra. What's the idea? that Avraham has Ava, because he wants to be like the Rabban Shalom. Dome, Tzura, the creation, Liotzra, to its creator. The goal is to be like the creator.
Right.
So Avraham is going to be like this creator. But watch. You're right. Through Ava, you're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what happened when it came to a situation of Yira? What did he have to do? He had to first overcome his natural Ava that he had developed, and then do Yira. What is Yitzchak? Yitzchak's just the opposite. He has Yira, comes a time of Ava, he has to overcome it. So both of them are showing about their creator, but not in its full sense. Yitzchak's Yira will get to be like the Tzura Liotzra. Shani Yaakov. Yaakov, who has Av and Yira together because he's the son and the grandson. Shalayalo Mida Kavua Klal. He didn't have one of those. He had MS. El Dima Tzur Liotzra. He Midoso. What is the Mida Vakarishba of Yaakov? Be like the Rabbi Nishon. MS. The Chosomai. Shall HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the signature of his, is Emes. What is Yaakov? Emes. B'madregos HaShiyakov, Gama Ava, V'gama Yira, Ein Amelo Afanim, it's not only a way to show you to be like the Creator, like the Medreg of Avram and Yitzchak, Ava and Yira, Ema Ovis, to make him similar, Madrigoso Shel Yaakov, Dimoy Atzur Yotzro Hu Av. That's the foundation of Yaakov Avinu. Ava Vayira Haim told us. The thing is, be like Hashem. You need Ava, I have Ava. You need Yira, you got Yira. Be like Hashem. Nekach Mida Kenigad Mida Shel Avusa Shel Yaakov Avinu Hiknunen Shel Ochoku Klamayla. So now what's the purpose of being Doyma Lashmaila? Is to make you to God recognize Hashem. So if Yaakov is Emes, and he in its very makeup is what the Rabbeinu Shalom is, we see him as the way to understand Hashem. So you understand why his image is embedded upstairs by Hashem. So the Malachim go up and see Yaakov. They come down and see Yaakov. He is this being that's going to give us this understanding how to get to upstairs. And that's what we say in that pasuk at the end. Yaakov ultimately is going to get that time when it's going to be Mashiach Baratzion. He's going to take over and they're going to be rule over Esav. And that's really that the time that we wait for. So therefore, we're dealing with Yaakov Avinu and the tremendous levels of Yaakov Avinu, of MS Tite and MS Yaakov, Chesed Lavrom. Again, Yaakov wouldn't be for Yitzchak and Avram, of course. But he is the MS that's there, and that's what Yaakov Avinu. So we need to think it through. And I want to just reiterate again that which we said last week, that Rebbe Chonon, Hashem Yenokum Domai, that what Rebbe Chonon Wasserman told us, that in order to be able to beat the enemies, you have to know specifically what they are and how to take care of them. And we saw the Pirke de Rebbe Loza. The Pirke Rebbe Loza says, Loma Nikra Shemom Yishmael. Why are they called Yishmael? Because they're going to cause such tzoras to Klal Yisrael. And Yisrael is going to cry out to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Yishma Kael. The Rabbeinu Shalom will hear the Yah name. And then he's going to answer us, which will ultimately be the final. So, the stories of yesterday. Our which should bring out in us the cry out to Rabbeinu Shalom, please Rabbeinu Shalom, protect us, take care of us, we're your people. You know, this morning when you said Tachnun, Tachnun came alive. It always is alive, but today it was just like Mamish, the words were jumping off the page. Every word in the long Vuhurachum about Yushalayim and about what the Goyim are doing to us and everything. And then right after Shema Yisrael, you say, Hayinu, you became Lag V'Kelas B'Goyim. Right? Nechshavnu, Katsoin L'Tivcha. We're like sheep that you come in with axes and shechtos. Katsoin. And with it all, Rabbeinu Shalom, we're still here. After daven to Rabbeinu Shalom. Nug. Enough. Tzar has been enough. It's just 4 almonas, 24 yisayim. Beyond the grasp of the mind. Rabbeinu Shalom, Shech Rachmanas on us. We should be zeichet to see the downfall. We should be zeichet to see the great days that we wait for. The greatness of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oy Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz. Oy yema hu yeh Hashem echod u'shmei echod.
Amen.
Amen.